point spreads, the value plays, the betting breakdowns, and the outright underdog winners. You are about to enter the one-stop podcast for all things sports betting with two of the industry's most innovative figures. And now, the time has come to cue it up and cash it with Beatin' the Bookie and the real Mr. ACL.
Welcome back into the Cue It Up and Cash It podcast. I am ACL. He is BTB, NFC West. We are on to the Seattle Seahawks team preview. Their record last year, 10-6. They lost a really, really fantastic wildcard game to the Dallas Cowboys by 2 points there. Season win total this year, 8.5, minus 140 on the over, plus 110 if you want to go under that number. Odds to win the West, they're plus 275. Odds to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl, 14-1. Odds to win the Super Bowl this year, 30-1. And the odds to make the playoffs, they are a slight underdog at plus 130. BTB, whenever I hear people talk about Seattle now, 2019, it's as if they still think of them as that Legion of Boom team, the Richard Sherman teams. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, all those guys are gone. Again, they lost Earl Thomas and Frank Clark this offseason. They bring in Ziggy Ansah from Detroit, but he's been a shell of his former self. I mean, this team is truly all about one guy, and that guy is Russell Wilson. And I know some guys that have taken MVP bets on Russell Wilson potentially, knowing that he's going to either make or break this team this year.
Listen, that's not a bad guy to have your team ride on.
No, it's not.
You know, I don't know if by the time people are listening to this, I don't know if the season's going to have started yet, but I'm very high on the Seahawks team this year. And one of my favorite futures this year was Russell Wilson to win the MVP. I got him at plus 3,075 at five dimes. So almost 31-1 to win the MVP for Russell Wilson, who this guy seems like he's right there on that MVP talk every single year. And I think if they won, you know, 10, 11, you know, maybe even got to 12 wins, I think he could easily win that MVP. He just does it all. He seems to get better every year. His passing is getting a lot better. I just think what holds the Seahawks back sometimes is their play calling. Pete Carroll loves to run it for some reason. He loves to just hand off to these no-name running backs. I mean, for me, when the Seahawks are playing their best, it's when Russell Wilson's dropping back in the shotgun, running that hurry-up offense. I mean, it seems like they're unstoppable in those situations. But they almost wait until they're trailing in games or the game is close to resort to that. I wish they would just run the hurry up the entire game, because that's when Russell Wilson is performing at his best.
He just throws those like out routes to those guys, or he kind of runs, scrambles, makes a play, and it seems like they get down the field almost every single time.
Although the longer, you know, the more he scrambles, you know, the easier it is for guys to get open because their defenders lose him. And then he'll find the guy in the broken coverage, you know, that would go for like 40, 50 yards downfield. You know, so he always does this receiver by committee. So for me, it doesn't really matter who his receivers are. You know, they're going to be serviceable. And I think he makes the receivers. Like Doug Baldwin, he was good. He was very underrated. But I don't think there was nothing spectacular about Doug Baldwin. He made some great catches, but I think it was more of a case of Russell Wilson making Doug Baldwin.
Right. I can't argue with that. A couple points about what you said. As far as running, all things that I've read and heard are that Pete Carroll really wants to emphasize the run this year. Now, that doesn't mean that Russell Wilson won't have a great year or his numbers won't be as good. Potentially, it could mean that things are just going to open up for him, right? They have Rashard Penny. They have Chris Carson. They spent a first-round pick for some reason on Penny. He hasn't impressed me at all. I think it's going to be a huge year from Chris Carson based on everything that I've seen. I will say this as far as Russell Wilson and kind of paying him versus rookie contracts and all that. We see what happens when these teams have to finally pay these guys. And that's why it's so imperative that a team like the Rams or Dallas, prior to the whole Dak contract thing, does well before these contracts suck up so much of the salary cap in that contract that it just doesn't leave enough money for the other guys. We've seen it with Seattle now. Whatever $100 million that Russell Wilson got a couple years ago, that's why they lost all these guys on defense, and they went from the best defensive team in the league to middle of the pack, to average. Last year, defensively, they gave over just a little over 21 points per game. Nothing great. And that has resulted in Russell Wilson having to take more of the load, having them to kind of readjust offensively to what they do, run the ball more, keep the defense off the field, which I think is what the plan is for this year. So I agree they could certainly win more games. But I think for Wilson to win the MVP, Carson is going to have a massive year to really open up things for him downfield.
Yeah, and don't forget, Russell Wilson is the highest paid player in the NFL right now.
There you go.
140 million over 4 years, including $65 million signing bonus and $107 million guaranteed. So he's the highest paid player in the NFL, NFL history. They also drafted three receivers this year. That athletic freak, DK Metcalf from Ole Miss.
Who's already hurt.
Listen, for me, like, this guy, I think he was a mediocre receiver in college. The NFL draft and all these scouts seem to fall in love with guys who just, they run fast and they're really big. They can do a lot of reps on the bench press. That doesn't really do it for me.
Well, he had that, remember that picture came out right during, yeah, I think, the combine, and he looked like a total freak. And they loved it.
You know, he actually looked like those two guys that attacked Juicy Smollett. But, you know, like, how many reps of 225 do you think Doug Baldwin could do? I don't think that many.
Less than, right? DJ Metcalf, yeah. How's that?
He was a small guy. So, you know, I think maybe the contract is going to make Russell Wilson actually really want to play well this year. I think the last thing he wants to do is sign that big contract and have a bad season. And, you know, they did just add Jadeveon Clowney for their D-line, which...
which will help. I mean, it's not going to maybe take them to the Super Bowl versus where they were, but I think whenever you can add a guy like that after some of the losses that they had, it's certainly not a bad thing.
Yeah, he's not going to have J.J. Watt helping him this year, so, you know, I'm interested in to see how good the guy actually is. They've been the worst penalty team in the league the past 3 years. They average 8 penalties a game, which is the worst in the league the past 3 years. So, you know, when Pete Carroll talks about... you know, he wants to emphasize the running the ball and stuff this year. I just shake my head at that because they're so much better than that. He always likes to emphasize the, you know, running the ball until they get behind late in games, and he just lets Russell Wilson work his magic. I just wish he would do that more, you know, but he just likes to keep his defense off the field, you know, so.
Exactly. Well, I think that's a good thing based upon what I said. I mean, they were middle of the pack last year. They were statistically actually worse than that. I think Russell Wilson kept them off the field a lot last year more than and to your point, they want to keep doing that more this year based upon, I think, where they know that the defense is headed, which is why they made that trade last week. I mean, whenever you see a team a week before the season make a trade like that, you can kind of read between the lines, and they know offensively what they're going to do. Defensively, I don't think they're just they're kind of a defense without an identity, I'll say. They had the Legion of Boom for so long, they knew exactly what they were. Ziggy Ansah, they bring in, he might not even play week one. We'll see. And I think the schedule breaks to where we're going to know a lot about this team. Four of their first six games, the Steelers, the Saints, the Rams, and the Browns, and then the Ravens. I mean, you could argue that those first four teams I name are the top 10 in the entire NFL. So if they can win maybe even half of those, of course, they start off with the Bengals -9.5 week one. They are the highest point spread team in week one. I know a lot of survivor pools are going to be on Seattle.
And to me, but, you know, to me, they have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL.
The best, especially at night.
Especially with the fall starts. I mean, it gets so loud in there. We've seen teams go there before, like the Falcons, where, I mean, Matt Ryan couldn't even get a snap off without a fall start.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You know, so I'm really high on them, like, at night, especially at their field. Pete Carroll has never lost three straight games at Seattle.
Well, they play at night Thursday, week five, against the Rams. It's a Thursday night game at night. So maybe one to circle there for you, BTB.
Another interesting, you know, ATS stat for the Seahawks is under Pete Carroll, the Seahawks are 11-2 against the spread when they come in off consecutive losses. So if the Seahawks lose two games this year in a row, auto bet that third game because –
it's a sign of a well-coached team. It is. Whenever you see that, especially in college as well, they really know how to kind of get their guys up. 25th in terms of strength of schedule, so the schedule does break after that kind of hard stretch that I mentioned. And like I said, we're going to know a lot about Seattle right off the bat here.
You know what I would like to see? I mean, you know, Melvin Gordon wants to be traded right now. I think if Melvin Gordon got to the Seahawks somehow,
I mean, they would probably run it more though, and that would kill your MVP bet.
Yeah, but Melvin Gordon, he catches a lot of screen passes and stuff like that. So
that's Chris Carson this year. Watch.
You know, I think if they got Melvin Gordon, I think that they could, you know, be a contender. You know?
But I don't. Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty good no matter what.
I don't like Melvin Gordon as much as you do. I think Chris Carson's going to have a breakout year this year. And I think if they got Melvin Gordon, it would just kind of complicate things because they have Penny. I mean, they wasted, in my view, a first-round pick on him when the other guy's even better. If I recall, that was the draft where Penny was projected like second or third round, and they took him like 31st or something, right?
Every running back at San Diego State has had a good season. So
that's right.
I think that really just speaks volumes right there. I don't think the guy's anything special. Not really sold on him, but I appreciate the Carson tip because in tonight's fantasy draft, I'm going to keep an eye out for him on the board.
Well, I was waiting for you to say that because based upon the standings in our fantasy leagues in the last couple of years, you need all the help you can get. So I will leave it there. And, of course, come the queue up and catch the podcast in December, we'll have to talk about how our draft went and how the standings went. But me and BTB do have a draft later tonight, so we'll see how that goes. All right, guys, that is Seattle. Two more teams to go in the West. BeatingTheBookie.com. Any pricing, any questions you guys have, let us know, and we will talk to you later.
There's only one team, and they're the Seahawks. One team, and they're the Seahawks. We're walking along, singing a song, bringing in a Seahawks victory. There's only one team, and they're the Seahawks. One team, and they're the Seahawks. We're walking along, singing a song, bringing in a Seahawks victory.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.